The spruce budworm is a pretty small moth. Its wingspan is all of 2 centimeters when fully grown, but despite its small stature, the insect is also a bit of a sleeping giant. Every 30 years or so, the native pest takes to the forest and wreaks havoc on spruce and balsam fir trees. The last widespread infestation in our region stretched from the late 1960s to the early 1980s. Now, experts say we're at the beginning of the next big spruce budworm outbreak. To learn more about what that means for the health of Michigan's forests, we welcome Bob Hyde. Bob is a forest health specialist with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources in Marquette, and he joins us by phone. Welcome to Current State, Bob.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Start out by describing for us just what the spruce budworm looks like, please.
Well, this time of year, they're almost done flying around. It's a little kind of copper-colored little moth that flies in huge numbers in areas that are being defoliated, and they're in the process of laying eggs, and these eggs will hatch probably in the next few weeks, but do very little damage this year. They're overwinter. It's a very tiny larvae on the tree, and then the next spring, this little larvae will come out about the time the buds expand and start feeding in the buds and in the staminate cones, and as the shoots grow, the budworm grows, and it can clip needles at the base of the needle, web the needles on the tree, and then the trees turn brown, and people notice it.
What kind of trees here in Michigan are susceptible?
The primary hosts are balsam fir and white spruce. Other conifers and growing in association can be damaged, but those are really the two big ones in the Lake States. Black spruce can be affected, tamarack can be affected, particularly if they're understory, but they're really balsam fir mostly, and then white spruce.
And we have those species all over the state?
Yep, we have lots of them. Balsam fir is very common, and white spruce, particularly in the UP, is a very common species.
Can it kill a tree then, or does it just do significant damage, or what?
Older trees that have reached their maturity, say around 60 years or older, are much more prone to damage from these because they're growing less slowly, and if they're defoliated for a number of years in a row, they will be killed.
Spruce budworms are not considered an invasive species. They're a native pest that has evolved alongside its host trees. Do the insects create any kind of benefit for the ecosystem?
Well, it's since recorded history, we've been looking at spruce fir. There's been a number of cycles of these budworm outbreaks. And what they do is they take an overmature, mature stress resource that's very vulnerable and basically renew it, and actually renew it very effectively. And generally what happens after, the spruce and fir in these mature stands are killed, you'll get more spruce, particularly balsam fir, coming up. And if there's other hardwood species like aspen, they'll come up very thickly. Sometimes the stand will convert to aspen, and then that aspen will die off in 40 or 50 years, and then all of a sudden you'll have another spruce fir stand. So it's a natural cycle that we try to take advantage of in forestry because, silvicultural systems try to mimic how forests are regenerated.
Okay.
So instead of us allowing the budworm to regenerate, what we try to do is harvest these stands once they reach maturity, and so that instead of the trees being killed and fires widespread, we take and use the fiber for products, and the forests regenerate very well on their own.
Bob Hyde is a forest health specialist with the Michigan DNR. We're talking about the latest outbreak of the native pest, the spruce budworm, in Michigan forests. How widespread is the infestation of spruce budworms so far?
Well, right now it's primarily in the western half of the Upper Peninsula, and there are some areas in the northwest Lower Peninsula that have been heavily impacted for a couple of years. It's sort of been going on and off for a few years. We weren't really sure this was the next regional outbreak, but the last 2 years now we've had widespread, expanding, heavy populations. And as we watch our neighbors like Quebec and Ontario, we see that Quebec is pretty much convinced they are in the next regional outbreak, and it's moving our way. So we expect over the next decade or more that we'll see the repeated defoliation in the area spread into other spruce fir areas, and we'll get defoliation, and then where it's repeated in areas for several years, we'll see top kill and mortality of a certain portion of that resource.
What kind of management is needed in a case like this? How do you respond to this when it's expanding like this?
Well, you respond to it by if on managed land, if you have a resource that's 60 years or older, And if it starts to become defoliated, you say, well, it's time to renew the resource. Because you either renew the resource and take advantage of the fiber, or the budworm will take it. The advantage, of course, is our industry, it's a very good, high-quality pulping fiber, makes a good oriented strand board. You can make 2x4s out of it. So instead of letting the budworm kill the trees and then let it regenerate, we can take advantage of that and still regenerate the stand by harvesting. And also that by harvesting it, of course, you don't leave the dead tree standing, which creates quite a fire hazard over time.
Bob Hyde is a forest health specialist with the Michigan DNR. Again, we're talking about the spruce budworm. The latest outbreak of this native pest in Michigan forests is ramping up. Given that spruce budworms are part of the natural life cycle of the forest and not an invasive species, do you not go after them with the same fervor that you would an invasive species?
Well, there's not really any way to go after them. You're talking, million acres up in the UP, and then, there's no way you could protect a stand by spraying it 1 year, but you'd have to spray it every year, and the economics of that, unless you have high-value landscape values involved, are not, it'd just be way too much money, and it wouldn't really pay, because what you have is a susceptible resource, and what you're doing is fighting nature. You're fighting the fact that now it's time for this resource to be regenerated, and that's what the spruce budworm is doing. So we do occasionally spray some, and spraying isn't a bad idea if you've got a resource you want to protect. Sometimes we do it, say, the industry can't really utilize dead trees. So if we see a stand starting to get top killed and we know an industry would be interested in it, if we could protect it, we might protect it for a year or two until we can harvest it. But other than that, you don't really go after this as a critter.
But do property owners have means to lessen the damage from these?
Oh, yeah. In fact, we've had a number of property owners spray their resource even this year down in the northwest part. And it can be done very effectively. It's a very effective spray. It will have to be done annually. And another good part of that is if you've got a landscape tree, say, the younger trees or even older trees in your yard or stuff, it's very easy to protect your trees from this insect by spraying as soon as the shoots come out in the spring. You can simply spray it once. That's all you have to do. And you've protected the tree for that year.
The spruce budworm, as we've pointed out, is part of the natural cycle of forests here in Michigan. But what about invasive pests? What are some of the more pressing threats to Michigan forests from species that are considered invasives?
Well, of course, everybody is aware of emerald ash borer, except they may not realize that the western Upper Peninsula, we still don't have emerald ash borer like you have down in lower Michigan, where you see, as you drive, for instance, 75 from the bridge all the way to Ohio, you'll see dead ash as far as you can see. That's probably one of the biggest invasives we've had. Historically, we've American chestnut, American elm. We have beech bark disease in the state now, doing quite a bit of damage to our American beech. And we have some things on the outside that we're looking at, like hemlock woolly adelgid and American and Asian longhorn beetle we're trying to keep out of the state. We're working very hard at that and are ready to respond quickly if we do find it. And so with our world's economy anymore, we're moving materials and goods all over the country, and it's not unusual to get something new introduced to an area where it hasn't been before, and there aren't any natural controls for it, and that creates problems.
You're monitoring all kinds of issues, from diseases to invasive species. Overall, Bob, how do you measure the health of Michigan forests? How would you rate them?
Well, other than the impacts I just mentioned, we have a pretty healthy forest resource, and the advantage of Michigan is we have such a diverse resource. We have lots of hardwood and conifer species, and so when we lose one, another one steps up, and we have a lot of our state and federal forest land is well managed, and much of our industrial land is, and many of our non-private industrial landowners have management plans in place. So, by diversifying your resource, when you get a single event like an emerald ash borer out, you're much more prepared for these things to occur.
There's a lot of ground to cover here in your job in a state like ours. How do you get the data you need, Bob?
Well, we have lots of cooperators. We have we've got a good system of forest assistance program people that work for the counties, the Department of Agriculture, Natural Resource Conservation Districts. We have consulting foresters. We have quite a good network. Of course, you can always use more people, but there's a lot of professionals. We've got an active Society of American Foresters Professional Society and other other groups that get together, professional forestry groups, to address, and they have technical sessions on a regular basis to update these resource professionals so we can be prepared as best we can for impacts and responding with good management plans.
We want to thank Bob Hyde, a forest health specialist with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. We've been talking about the health of Michigan forests and the impact of the latest spruce budworm infestation in the state. Very informative stuff, Bob. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This segment is supported by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. More news about the Great Lakes environment can be found at greatlakesecho.org. That's greatlakesecho.org, and on Current State every Tuesday as part of our partnership.